This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Join us as you always are, because we're here doing this thing 7 nights per week live. That means it is the live Sunday edition. And with you in the studio, as usual, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Well, it's happened. Facebook apparently is now calling for regulations. And I just heard about this tonight. We were all
surprise.
The local libertarian meetup that happens weekly here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. And one of the guys who was there mentioned that this just hit the news, and sure enough, here's the story from the BBC. Mark Zuckerberg, that is the CEO of Facebook, one of the founders of Facebook.
For those that don't know.
is now demanding that the government, or governments, get involved in regulating social media.
Because he couldn't do it without him.
Well, right. He can't regulate the other social media without them. And that's what he wants to do. So back in 1971, I believe, they made broadcast advertising illegal for cigarettes. And the cigarette companies actually had a hand in this. Reason was is that they didn't want... They didn't want to spend all this money on broadcast, so they all just kind of agreed, hey, oh, let's just make it illegal for all of us, because they could not get, you couldn't get because somebody would always break weak. If you've got four gas stations sitting on the corner, the guy with the lowest price is likely to get the most amount of customers that come to his gas station.
It's hard to form a cartel
right.
when someone's always breaking it.
So you get the government to step in and just make broadcast illegal for cigarettes, and then you've got that. Basically, you got your regulation. There you go. Wham, bam.
Keep your competitors in line.
Right, and then all the health nuts, they're thinking, well, the government's doing us a favor. No, this is the tobacco company didn't want that.
In an op-ed published in the Washington Post, Facebook's chief says the responsibility for monitoring harmful content, and I would pull the Post's his editorial or whatever, op-ed, I'd pull it up, but Washington Post wants money out of me, so we'll just go with the BBC summary of this. Anyway, he says, the responsibility for monitoring harmful content is too great for firms alone. That's right. The billions of dollars that Facebook brings in revenue every single year or whatever it is. I don't know what the amounts are, but it's large. They have billions of users, as I understand it. Apparently, that's not good enough. We need the government to get involved and help them out.
How is that going to help? Because even a few weeks ago with the New Zealand shooting, they had trouble keeping the videos offline. And now if the government mandates, some sort of censorship, how are they miraculously going to be able to keep censored content offline?
No.
Now they just got
the government doesn't actually. I mean, Facebook has to do all the work anyway.
They don't help anything.
This isn't about Facebook monitoring Facebook. This
is
about Facebook monitoring the other social media. He doesn't want to lose his
regulating, not monitoring. He wants them controlled. And so maybe they would add some government paperwork to all the processes and make it even more difficult.
Right. Everybody's always predicting the demise of Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. Friendster and MySpace and,
so nothing stays on top forever.
Yeah, it's almost inevitable. Well, just a long
You know what
frame.
Does?
But
once it's regulated, mm-hmm. then you have a much better chance of staying on top because
too big to fail.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook wants to remain too big to fail.
Well, and again, there are some people on both the left and the far right that have been calling for Facebook's regulation as a public utility, that they want it to be considered a thing that you have a right to instead of it being just a business. That is running a website that can decide its rules.
Yeah, I really don't like Facebook's rules. I've got to say that. I mean, the way that Facebook handles information and stuff, it bothers me.
Well,
but
making them into a utility isn't going to make that any
better. Once the government's involved, it's not going to get any better.
Well, there's members in the tech community that want that done for the entire internet as a whole. because it's so ubiquitous.
To turn the internet into internet a utility?
Into a utility, yeah, mm-hmm. like the phone service or cable service, so that it is then there for all, and they think that it will remove the last mile problem getting it out to rural areas, because now as a utility, the government has to provide that service to people out there.
Great. So make it so everybody else has to subsidize all the people who decided they wanted to live out in the middle of the woods.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So he calls for new laws in four areas: harmful content, election integrity, privacy, and data portability. It comes 2 weeks after a gunman used the site to live stream his attack on a mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand, which we covered extensively here. Zuckerberg wrote, quote, "Lawmakers often tell me we have too much power over speech, and frankly, I agree." Adding that Facebook was, quote, "creating an independent body so people can appeal our decisions about what is posted and what is taken down."
An ombudsman.
Hmm. He also describes a new set of rules he would like to see enforced on tech companies. These new regulations should be the same for all websites, he says, so that it's easier to stop the, quote, harmful content.
Equality for all.
From spreading quickly across platforms. So what does he want? Asks the BBC. In brief, Zuckerberg calls for the following things. Point. Common rules that all social media sites need to adhere to.
140 characters.
That he... will then
that he'll write.
Write.
enforced by third-party bodies, which I presume means the government, to control the spread of harmful content. And again, who decides what harmful content is?
Sounds like censorship across the board.
Yeah, it does sound like that, doesn't it? Another point. All major tech companies to release a transparency report every 3 months to put it on par with financial reporting. So, generate more paperwork.
Right.
Hire more people to generate more paperwork. Oh, what's that? You can't afford it because you're a small upstart company? I guess you just can't
Sorry,
be social
Steam
media.
It.
You can't be social media. Stronger laws around the world, too. Well, now, that's an interesting... Before we go on here, Mark, you brought up Steam It. And a lot of listeners don't know what that is because you know it doesn't have the name recognition of Facebook. But it is basically a decentralized social media platform that is blockchain-based, essentially.
Sure.
And
I use it occasionally.
I still use it, on occasion, and it's good at what it does. It's just, you know, it's not Facebook size, right?
Sure.
Like it's not to that size. And Steemit, I suspect, isn't organized in the United States, or at least it doesn't have to be. So, you know, I would hope that Steemit wouldn't be following whatever these rules are. If the federal government comes down with these regulations, I would hope that they would just say, "What are you going to do about it?"
Like the Pirate Bay?
Yeah, we're going to do whatever we want. It's blockchain, baby. You can't target us.
Yeah, how would that work for decentralized social media, right? Because if they... Yeah,
they can target the steamit.com website, because that, to some extent, has a central location.
That's just a domain, though.
But that's just one of what could be many domains that can tap into the same blockchain.
Yeah.
So
even what is the Twitter clone? Or
Mastodon.
Mastodon, yeah. Even that, right? There's more than one branch of Mastodon that
Correct.
You could use... and aggregate the same content.
Yeah.
So even if they go after Mastodon, right, like kind of like a Hydra.
They
right?
can't. They can't go after Mastodon. There's thousands of Mastodon
servers.
But now
there's going to be rules
Eat
and
it,
regulations.
Zuckerberg! Eat it!
But these rules and regulations cover Mastodon.
In theory, they would, yeah. And, of course, the Mastodon creators are based in Europe, so they probably would obey this stuff. But who knows? They do seem to be pretty dedicated to decentralization, so maybe they wouldn't. Let's go on. More with what he is demanding here from the governments. He says he wants stronger laws around the world to protect the integrity,
I know he does.
integrity of elections, with common standards for all websites to identify political actors.
I still don't understand. Can somebody call in and tell me exactly what the Russians did to hack the United States election? I mean,
they bought some ads,
yeah,
allegedly.
They bought ads on
that's what I think they did.
That's
they
not hacking.
Some ads on Facebook, right?
That's not hacking.
Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Are you telling me that the Russians cannot, like, the Russian government isn't allowed to buy ads that talk about the United States? Can they buy ads about anything?
Well,
Foreign entities aren't supposed to contribute finances to U.S. politics.
That's not contributing.
That's
buying
advertising.
True.
And the issue, of course, is with Facebook. So there's nothing illegal about Russian people or Russian governments or whatever buying, of course, governments are just people, but Russian people buying advertising to support one candidate or another.
It's social
engineering. But it may be illegal for Facebook to accept it. I'm not sure, you know, what all the rules are as far as FEC regulations.
I didn't realize this was an infringement on my liberties, but you're telling me then that I cannot buy ads for a particular Russian candidate that appear on Facebook in Russia, whatever the social media.
I don't know what the rules are in Russia, so I wouldn't tell you that. But
all the hyperventilating about
we're coming up. Free Talk Live. Sorry. Oh. I don't know what's going on, but our board up has not sent the audio. Here, let's check the ISDN. There's nothing there. All right, so for those of you who are still listening, normally we would be in commercials right now. So I don't know if this is actually going out over the radio at this point, but in theory, it very well could be. So hopefully our board operator is actually going to be there shortly and bring up those commercials, because I hate to talk about this subject that we were just talking about and then have to re-talk about it when, you know, we come back in.
Do we have any Russian ads?
Let's talk about something else, and we'll come back to Mark Zuckerberg.
Let's talk about the joint the board op's smoking out.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Well, if it's on his own time.
Yeah.
Yes, there is something wrong with it.
Supposed to wait until the break to go smoke
right,
the joint.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. Oh, I got an update.
Did you ever do that, Ian? When you were working at the rock station?
Yes, of course.
You'd go out. Did you go out when they were playing the music or during the commercial breaks?
Whenever you know. Yeah, whenever you get out.
How much time did you actually work when you were at the radio station at night doing your evening rock and roll crap?
We used to actually have parties there on the weekends.
Yeah, by parties, you mean somebody brought pizza?
No, meaning Rooster and his crew came out with, there was alcohol and there was cannabis. There was a vaporizer in the bathroom at one point. It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. I got caught, though, because somebody left a beer outside the back door one weekend.
Yeah.
And
blame it on a homeless guy.
Yeah, Medlin had some words.
Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can catch us over on our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Things got a little interesting last night toward the end of the show where we thought we had a female caller who was like a big star on Twitch. She has 3 million followers on Twitch. It was a video game video game streaming platform. But it turns out she was actually not that person. She was an imposter, somebody who was masquerading as though she were this this Twitch star. And then we were actually, the Discord server was what I would call raided by this group of very nasty individuals who she appeared to have been involved with encouraging them to show up.
But wasn't nasty at all.
She was very nice, yeah. but her associates were not so nice. So we had to set a lot of people into the toxic category last night.
I think that's great. You can look, kids, you can play around here, but you gotta go to the
dungeon with James,
right? Hang out there.
Her call was on par with Cobra Commander from back in the day. Like,
no, hell no, no way.
Prank calls.
She was just calling about K-pop. That wasn't a crank call. That wasn't a character. I mean, she was impersonating the person, but she was just impersonating a Twitch,
Right.
Twitch
Nobody
chick.
Knows who that is. Everybody knows who Cobra Commander is.
Okay. Right.
Cobra!
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, some people know who this young lady, Pokimane was her name.
I mean,
she's 3 million people. She got 3 million followers. That's nothing to shake a stick at, right? Like, that's pretty impressive.
Sure,
that's,
but she's Twitch famous. That's different.
But that's the kind of person who will get recognized in the streets. Like, she has enough followers. A lot of these YouTubers with a million-plus followers, like some of the pranksters, like Vitaly ZDTV, he can't prank as easily because he's so well-known. Because people know who he is. Even though he's got a million subscribers, probably millions more have seen his videos at some point.
It's like Tom Green and Sacha Baron Cohen as soon as they got popular.
So head on over to our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there and then do us a favor. Share out the fact that you're watching our Twitch on your social media so that will hopefully get some more eyes and ears on the ideas of freedom. As we continue here talking about somebody who does not care about freedom, his name's Mark Zuckerberg. He is the CEO of Facebook, and in a recent op-ed for the Washington Post, he calls for regulation of social media. In fact, and again, I have not read his actual statement, but there's a lot of summaries of it here, so this is from the BBC. He says he wants stronger laws around the world to protect the integrity of elections with common standards for all websites. Now, does that mean all websites
all
social media websites?
Well, I'm sure it's any website that he can have regulated.
Right. So this may be extending beyond just his competitors.
Well, I can hear Zuckerberg's frustration here.
Hmm.
Look. Somebody bought some ads. That's what we do. We sell ads.
If
somebody called me and said, "Mark, I want to buy. I wish to buy some ads."
I think that's like Transylvanian.
Fine, the Transylvanian wing of the KGB. He calls in and says he wants to buy some ads, and he has some a little bit of an accent. You know what I mean? And like, what would I know? All right, you could buy some ads.
Can I pay in rubles?
No, you can pay in crypto. So I'm sure that they would have that whole, the Russian government would have the ability to spend some of that sweet cheddar that they earn on RT
But if you put the ad on the air,
right,
and that's the violation.
That's my job, is to put the ad on the air. If it's for a political candidate, am I supposed to vet this person? Oh, he had an accent? That's what this is all about?
Well, they're saying they want all websites, or Zuckerberg says he wants the government to force all websites to, quote, identify political actors. It's a quote from the BBC. I don't know if he wrote that exactly, but...
Identify how?
Well, so example would be RT's channel now on YouTube. When you go to RT, which stands for Russia Today, there's a little byline beneath the video window that says something like, "This channel's funded by the Russian government."
Oh, okay.
And there are other channels that have subsequently been identified as oh, this is a, you know, the BBC. I don't know if it's applying to BBC, but it should be there as well, you would think.
Right. So BBC is definitely a foreign actor.
Right. So that's what they're talking about here. And then how would that work on Facebook? Maybe they would be required to show beneath an advertisement that this advertisement was placed by, you know, the Russian government or something like
that. So the Russian government buys a U.S. subsidy company to run the ads through.
That's how you do it, right?
Just kick the can down the road a little further.
Laws, here, so this is more from the laundry list, the summary the BBC has provided of what it is that Zuckerberg wants from politicians, from the government goons. He says he also wants laws that not only apply to candidates and elections, but also other, quote, divisive political issues, unquote, and for laws to apply outside of official campaign periods. So basically expand campaign advertising regulations to all the time, even if there's not a campaign.
Well, there is
going on.
The thing is that there's always a campaign. Always running for president.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the one that everybody's worried about.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. I just seen a story that said I think this campaign cycle is going to have more primaries held before the year 2020 than any time else in the past. So they're even opening up the campaign window further than it's ever been in the past.
That's true, because every time a state sets an earlier primary, New Hampshire always has to set its before that state. It's statutorily mandated in New Hampshire that New Hampshire be the first primary.
Right. We don't care whether everybody's warned that the primary is coming. We care whether our primary is first.
See, and I never understood how that would work if another state passed
the same
statute. Yeah. Then you're like, you're a race to what? You know, how early can you actually have it?
The Secretary of State keeps on getting reappointed based almost entirely on this reality. I mean, that's what his thing is that he's going to make sure that New Hampshire's first. And so everybody's like, well, we don't like this guy, but...
but he has our back.
So he also wants new industry-wide standards to control how political campaigns use data to target voters online. Which means that he gets to write the standards that will then be forced on his competition.
He's also got immediate knowledge of how that works, because that's how Facebook targets ads anyway.
More countries. He says he wants to adopt privacy laws like the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation, the GDPR, which came into force last year and has been one of the most annoying things to ever happen to the Internet.
Did you know this website accepts cookies?
Right. Every damn site with these cookies notifications. The reason why you see that, folks, is because of the GDPR, this European regulation that mandated this behavior of websites. And so most website operators are just like, well, we know it's only mandated in Europe, but, well, we'll just apply it to the whole world.
It's the same as the catalytic converter in California. But basically, you know, once it's mandated in a large enough market, then you just got
to
do it for everybody.
And some of them are so invasive to where when you go to a site, it'll pop it up and, like, blur the rest of the site, so you can't do anything until you click past the cookies notice.
Even worse on mobile.
It's basically an extra click to get into every website of the world. They've just wasted everyone's time with extra clicking because of this. So this is what Zuckerberg says. We need it all around the world. Everyone should be doing this. 855 450 free, and there's more of his demands coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials say it's a definite possibility the president will make good on his threat to close all or even part of the border with Mexico this week.
The administration has cut off funding to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, where many illegal immigrants are traveling from. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway on Fox.
How can people deny what they see, which is these caravans day by day, the people coming from the Northern Triangle countries and trying to come through this country? And there are very deplorable conditions that many of them are facing.
Yeah, but you're going to make the conditions worse.
The conditions are already awful.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was on CBS's Face the Nation. He says pulling funding is a bad idea.
We're going to do everything we can to stop it. It's totally absurd.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, Black Sunday edition of the show. You dial toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related, whether it's the latest news headlines or engaging with the community on their Bitcoin forum. You can do all those things and more, like choosing a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and find out where you can spend your Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. They've also got the Bitcoin.com Academy. For those of you who are brand new to Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, you can get started there over at Bitcoin.com.
They've got games over there, too. You can play games with your Bitcoin.
That's right. Maybe we'll talk more about that coming up in future episodes.
They're actually revamping that portion, too. They'll be more robust, more games to play.
All right, cool. Looking forward to announcing that once it's ready. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. And then more of what Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, would like to bring to every other social media platform by force. We'll get into that coming up here. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Let's talk to Robbie, calling us from New Hampshire and watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Robbie.
Hi, Robbie.
You're Robbie. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Robbie.
Bye-bye. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Threats are not allowed here on Free Talk Live. And since the police departments aren't doing anything about it, we'll just hit the dump button.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Let's continue. This person is Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, there's one issue about the suicide prevention
business, if you call it whatever, that is a violation of the non-aggression principle. And that
the
is
suicide prevention business?
Yeah, whatever you call it. You know, I mean, the bureaucrats, the suicide prevention technique, there is one facet of that.
I'm not sure I understand. Hold on, before you go on, are you talking about like a hotline? Somebody running a hotline? What else
or,
are we talking about?
Or the first responders.
Yes, so police.
One of the things that is a clear violation of the non-aggression principle, and that is when they physically force people into a vehicle and bring them to a hospital or a mental institution for an evaluation, and then in some cases they get drugged against their will, and these are clear violations of the non-aggression principle.
And, yeah, I think that this is a difficult one, Tom, because, you know, when you're talking about mental health, sometimes it seems like people need you need to violate the non-aggression principle to handle mental health issues. You know, sometimes people aren't in their right minds. I don't really know how to handle that one in particular, but I can tell you, I've been in a situation where a crazy person was around and they had a gun. And they needed to be handled. And we did our very best to handle the situation. But, you know, at some point, if that had gone on for, you know, if it goes on for many, many, many days, then why should I be handling it? At some point or another, just turn it over to somebody else. I'm sick of it.
What I'm getting at, though, is I went to a presentation at the high school recently. Okay. And most of it was pretty good stuff about how to deal with the underlying issues and they spoke of the importance of having an open and honest conversation. But then at the end of the discussion period, I also brought up, what about if the person is 18 and refuses to go to the hospital? And they call it implied consent, which is an outrageous name where somebody is
that is funny.
Let me go, kicking and screaming, let me go, that they are somehow implying that they're consenting. But I came up with a different approach this time. I'd like to share it with everybody, and that is,
please.
I said, well, on 7 February 1985, DEA Special Agent Enrique Camarena was kidnapped outside the United States Consulate in Guadalajara, Jalisco. 5 goons jumped him. They grabbed him, forced him into a vehicle, and took him to a house where he was held against his will. And they tortured him to death for 2 days, during which time he became unconscious. And they didn't want him to end his suffering just yet by dying. So they had a doctor drug him to bring him back so they could torture him even longer and make him suffer even longer. And if you wonder who could possibly be so wicked, just look at standard procedure here when somebody is suspected of this Orwellian thought crime called suicide ideation. Goons grab him, force him into a vehicle. They take him to a mental institution, pretending to think that that's going to brighten up his day and make him glad to be alive. They don't want him to end his suffering just yet. By dying, they drug him. And look at the success stories when they ask the hostage, do you want to get committed or do you feel better now? Most of them say they feel better. You can't argue with success stories like that.
Right, because they want to go home.
If you want to know why somebody didn't go and get help, the answer might be right there in capital letters on your license plate. You know, don't forget this is New Hampshire, where the license plates say live free or die in capital letters. So, you know, the reason they didn't go get help might very well be the attitude of live free or die. They're not going to accept the clear and present danger of being locked up and drugged. So,
aren't most suicides, they don't go through with it again. So they, like, more than 90% of people try suicide, that attempt suicide, attempt it once. And then they don't ever attempt it again.
Can we talk about the morality of the non-aggression principle for just a minute? Because it comes up in almost every outrageous hypothetical situation when people try to pin, you know, libertarians or volunteers down on the advocacy of the non-aggression principle. And that is, you still have to take responsibility for your actions. So your claim is that when they tackle and, you know, bring them in and drug the suicidal individual, it is a violation of the non-aggression principle. which is absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you are an advocate for and adherent to the non-aggression principle, that doesn't mean you're never able to violate it. It just means that upon violation, you take responsibility for the, you know, for what comes next, for the outcome of that. And if the person, you know, is upset that you kidnapped them and drugged them, and wants to hold you accountable for the kidnapping and the drugging, well, then you have to take responsibility for that. If they're thankful and grateful that you, you know, prevented them from killing themselves and now they live a long and happy and prosperous life outside of the depression of suicide, well, then you take responsibility for that as well. So it's not that the
non-aggression principle. What would it look like, I mean, in your mind, Richie, where you've got a suicidal person, they haven't threatened anybody else,
sure.
They're just, you know, threatening themselves. And people, obviously, they care about this person, they would prefer they not, you know, commit the suicide. So people get called in, they get taken away to, you know, a crazy ward for some amount of time while they're observed and, you know, hopefully
sure.
They don't kill themselves while they're there and all that. And then later on they get out and they're upset. They've been in there for a few days and they are, you know, they're not crazy enough to kill themselves now. So they've been released or whatever, but they have lost their 3 days. And what's the appropriate response there? What's the appropriate, how does that work out in your mind in a free society?
Well, in my mind, well, then they would take it to arbitration, right? I mean, to be the judicial recourse in a free society, mm-hmm. absent state court systems, is they go like, I was kidnapped and drugged, you know, beyond my wishes, without my consent,
mm-hmm.
I demand to be made whole again, and then a third party would decide. Now, if I was the third party, I would likely decide in favor of the suicidal person.
Simply, and then you would give them some amount
here.
Of...
something out.
Go ahead.
Okay, and that is another comparison I didn't get a chance to mention is in Mexico, it was the drug lords that are out to make more money, of course. And that's why they did that to the DEA agent in 1985. In the United States, it's the drug companies that want to make more money. And
mm-hmm.
that's why they support forced hospitalization. And there's, you know, there's a lot of people saying that it's the drug companies that are out to keep people locked up.
Could be. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I want to continue with this, you know, scenario. What would things be like without the government's system as we know it when you're dealing with a person who's suicidal that, you know, they wanted to kill themselves, but you stopped them from doing that and violated the non-aggression principle. We'll find out more about it coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here if you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, the live Sunday edition of the program. Continuing with you in the studio is Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got the AMP program, and that is where Sid is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Silver meaning Sid's contributing $5 a month.
Thanks, Sid.
Thanks for the AMP program, which is advertise, market, promote. The idea is that $5, we take it in, combine it together with $5 from a few other folks, and then we will do things like use it to reach out to new radio stations to get Free Talk Live on the air, or help us pay for the new Free Talk Live clips that we've been putting out for the last 2 months. We just finished our second full month of basically daily clips of the video feed of the show, you know, aggregated or added to with like photos and, you know, things like that. So it spices up the video, make it more interesting than just us sitting here talking. Those clips are now available, and that's thanks to the AMP dollars as well. So the idea is anything that can help us get the ideas of freedom out there to more people, that's what the AMP program is designed to do. And you get some cool perks if you're an amplifier, like access to the supporters' chat rooms on our Discord server. There's the AMP Only Facebook group and more. Get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts more on Mark Zuckerberg. Plus, actually, before we get to the next call, I want to make sure we finish up this scenario, Richard, sure, that you were talking about. Sort of the idea of how the violation of the non-aggression principle, which is this kind of the bedrock principle of libertarianism, the idea that you shouldn't be using aggressive force against anybody.
Sure.
And that's kind of the one prohibition of libertarianism. So what happens in the situation where you have used aggressive force, meaning specifically, we're talking about a suicidal person, somebody that you might know, for instance, family member, friend, somebody who may be a danger to themselves, and you feel like you have to have men with guns or, you know, professionals come and take that person against their will, because they want to kill themselves.
Yes.
Against their will, and check them in against their will into a mental health facility. You said after that, if that person wants to get some sort of compensation, that they should?
I think so.
So basically all somebody has to do is act suicidal and then get put into a suicide ward against their will, but they were just acting, and then they get to cash in later on because they spent 3 days on forced vacation at how many dollars a day? Like $10,000 a day? What's the appropriate amount of money per day that you've been forced against your will into a place?
So I'm a callous libertarian, mm-hmm. if you want to call it that. Like, you know, I do the anarchist experience, so I take
that's your
on,
show.
Yeah, so I take on the anarchist label. But at the same time, I don't
AnarchistExperience.com.
Yeah. Just to throw it out there, because I know there's some discrepancies on terminology, mm-hmm. so I'll use them interchangeably, depending on the audience. But I am a callous libertarian. I really don't care if you're suicidal, because that has no impact on me or my life.
Mm-hmm. Well, they could certainly leave a mess.
They could. And if that's the case, then that's no longer an aggressive act. That's a defensive act, preventing the mess from occurring on your property. So
you don't want them to blow their brains out against your living room
in
wall.
My apartment, okay. Right? Like, I can throw them out onto the street and then, you know, mm-hmm. have at it.
Well, usually the people that are most concerned about a suicide are the parents of the person who might be committing suicide.
True.
So that's the person that's...
Or the lover, or, you know, wife or whoever.
Yeah. The wife or, you know, whomever has, you know, there's a claim, right? You made a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And that contract says you entered into a contract, and that contract says that you're going to share wealth.
You'll perform.
You're going to have certain deeds and these sorts
That's
of things.
That's an interesting modifier to this. What if it's your wife who calls the cops on you and you are the suicidal person? Do you then get to collect from her because you were violating the contract at that point, right?
And again, that's a whole separate issue. if that were the case, though, I think in that circumstance, me as the victim, I wouldn't be seeking recourse against my wife, right? It would become a scenario where I really
well because you would have violated the contract, so you couldn't get any recourse there. What about the road company? You said if you throw somebody out into the street, then you don't have to worry about it. But what about whoever it is that owns the street? What if they don't want somebody to commit suicide on their street? Are they then within their rights to call the police and have that person removed?
Yeah, we're talking about road companies as a private.
Well, now we're talking about no one wants to have someone commit suicide, with the exception of like some suicide room or something.
You could buy property.
Yeah,
right.
And you could do it there.
Go back to your house.
But now, I'm just trying to understand how this would all play out in this theoretical world that doesn't exist that we would all sort of like to see exist.
Well, it's about rights,
but,
and you do have the right to end your own life.
However you wish on your own property.
On your own property, I see.
Well, I've seen people up here will go out in the middle of winter and just stay there outside until they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll just die of exposure.
Right.
Is that a thing? That's a way of suiciding?
Yeah. Toby's like cousin or something did it when we first showed up here.
And it was purposeful. It wasn't they got too drunk and fell asleep in a snowbank.
Well, that I'm sure alcohol plays a role. You get significantly drunk enough, you go outside, you stay there. I mean, I don't know.
That may or may not have been intentional.
Either way,
I don't know the case.
The original scenario is someone prevents the suicidal person from going through with the act. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you can get away with killing yourself on somebody else's property, like, what do you care at that point? And, you know,
you're dead.
They're left to deal with it, but that's still on them. If they try to prevent you from doing it, well, then, like I said, that's, you know, becomes a rights violation scenario. But me as the adjudicator, if you prevent someone from, you know, killing themselves and they come back and say, no, I really wanted to do it, I'm owed something for it. Coming with the right to life is the right to die.
Do you think then, let's say it happens once, and you get $10,000 a day for every day that you are held against your will.
Who in the world is you? What are you, Bill Gates?
Okay, $1,000 a day, dude. I don't know what the...
$1,000 a day?
Okay, I don't know what people...
The guy works at... He's a fry cook at McDonald's. I mean, he's not worth $1,000, $100
just because,
a day.
Maybe.
$40 a day.
Wait a minute. Just because you get paid a certain amount doesn't mean that that's actually what you're worth. I mean, some people would say a life is worth a lot more than $40 or whatever.
Well, they do economic calculations on that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you expect the amount would be?
I don't know. That I couldn't give you.
Because somebody's going to say, and whether they're right or not is another question, but somebody's going to be like, well, yeah, that's what I get paid at my job, but my time and my, you know, my value of life is so much higher, and even though I was suicidal, I now value life, and I really want to get, you know, paid well for my freedom being taken away from me.
I guess he better not come to me as the arbiter.
Well, that's what I was going to get to here is, like, you know, you don't know what the amount would be. We don't know what these arbitrators would say.
I'm ready to talk about numbers.
Presumably okay, the first amount would be what it is. But then if the person goes off and does it again, do you think the arbitrator would be like, yeah, you're not going to get any money because you're trying to milk the system?
True. And at that point, too, at some point, you just let him cry wolf, right, and see if he goes through with it, right? If you're gonna pretend to commit suicide for financial gain,
yeah, parents aren't willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And there's enough spoiled brats out there that are going to be like, I'm really going to do it, Mom! Mom, I'm going to do it this time!
Look over here! Look, I'm about to do it!
And then the trigger
gets
pulled.
I'm the callous arbiter.
He's dead, right? Well, you don't care. The parents do. That's the kind of issue that we're dealing with here. And I think the best bet is to say, look, if you can make it to the age of 30, you shiftless bum, you can make it to the age of 30, then I will give you X number of dollars, right? And that's the best the parent can do.
That's not a bad scenario, because then they have to live long enough to collect. Yeah.
Let's go to John. He's calling us from Honolulu. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. This question is directed mostly to Rich.
All right.
Which government in history has lived in an anarchistic style for any length of time?
I'm going to say
and
none.
How did that? All right.
Because the idea of government is antithetical to the ideas of an anarchist society.
There are some,
Wasn't Iceland pretty anarchistic
at one
point?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a government, but yeah, they had societal rules and stuff. So I think this is one of the difficulties of, for one, this is the reason I never use this term.
Sure.
Because you get stuck into these conversations about, well, this can't possibly work. And, well, it may very well. But
people will say the same about libertarianism as well, though.
Well, libertarianism, I can say, look at the Old West right there. Bam.
Okay.
You know, the old
sheriff running the town.
Old West. Well, the
duels at high noon
usually didn't show up until later.
Okay.
But the sheriff just
hasn't changed.
Really, just controlled the keys to the jail. So there were certain sets of rules and that kind of thing. A judge would come by later, but there wasn't police, and things functioned all right.
Mm-hmm.
What the anarchist writers write is basically they want to see rules, but not necessarily a ruling class. And I don't know how that can function. I don't know how that works necessarily, but people should be allowed to try, don't you think, caller?
To try? Yes, that's not. I'm not calling to judge whether to try it or not to try it. The question.
Well,
the follow-up question.
Stand by with that follow-up question. We'll come back with John. Is this somebody you know, by the way?
Yes.
Okay. We're coming up here in moments. This is because you're also from Hawaii. More on the way. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.